from the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Here we are.
Okay. Hey, Blue Show.
All right.
So, Chris, how you doing?
No, I was a little concerned, man, because I didn't hear my beat at first, and so I thought I wasn't getting through. I thought this was I was getting punked there. All right, I'm good. I didn't know what was going on. Because I'm like, you know how you hear the intro music? I didn't get that. So I was like, okay, what's going on here? Don't play no games with me tonight. Not on a week like this.
All right, man. Big Blue Roundtable, man. Running backs episode, man. Stakeholders are going to talk. New York Giant running backs are going to talk all this other news that's down the pike and try to get all that in 1 hour, man. How's everything with you, man?
Oh, man. I've been running around like crazy, man. But wherever you go, there's a Bleed Blue fan somewhere, even if he has a green hat on, asking, why are you guys doing this? Why did you guys do that? So, because we made news this week, man. You know, it's not often that, you know, big caliber superstars like that just suddenly, you know, take everybody by surprise and just get traded. it's not an everyday occurrence, man. So, and, you know, it was a real emotional week for our fans, man. God, dog. Did they lose their minds in airports, barbershops, hair salons? People talking about burning their blue jerseys, which is a sin, and buying a Browns jersey with his number on it and the whole nine.
Really?
And I'm
I
like,
didn't hear
oh,
that. Wow. They
oh,
that.
Man, I heard every crazy-ass thing, man.
Oh,
I'm like,
just
come
following
on,
the player. That's not being a team. That's not a team, a fan of the team. That's following the player.
That's losing your mind. Exactly. So it's been a little bit wacky. But you know what, man? We have a lot to look forward to, man. This is kind of what we do, man. We're gonna still gonna be all right at the end of the day, but you know we got a show to do, Steve. So let's rock and roll,
right,
man.
Yeah, earlier this week, we'll be back this upcoming Monday for the infielders, the Yankee infielders. This past Monday, we talked the bullpen.
Yeah.
What a great episode, great dialogue on the bullpen. Great dialogue. And then upcoming Monday,
because we got a great bullpen.
We got good bullpen. We got the infielders Monday. Oh, by the way, even before Monday, this Sunday, me and you on the brackets Sunday night.
Yes.
We're gonna react to the brackets as the tournament brackets. Chris and myself are gonna give our opinions on it on our annual Dr. Brackets episode. It's tradition.
I like that.
We got to get to it right on Sunday night. We're not even going to wait to later in the week. Got Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud Tuesday. And thanks to Ranger Proud for allowing the platform to go in on the Odell Beckham Jr. Impromptu episode this past Tuesday. And if you guys go to the timeline and get that episode, it was fire. I mean, you heard
it.
You was there,
crazy,
Chris?
Man.
Yeah.
It was frenetic. People are like, what the hell, man?
Uh-huh.
If you ever seen the movie Frankenstein, when the town goes crazy after he kills the girl by mistake, and the whole place is running around with tiki torches and shit, that's what Giants fans sounded like on Tuesday, man. They lost their minds, man. Even the ones who loved it were like, what? So it kind of went wacko, man. And that's what I want to hear tonight, man. I want to hear some. I want to hear the arguments for the franticness. That's what I want to hear. Let's see how that works out.
You want to add that to the dialogue again? We just talked about that shit Tuesday.
You know darn well that ain't gonna go away.
Can I explain something real quick? And then I want to add some other points, and then we get to the stakeholders that are calling in and get them on a roll call. I think there's a misunderstanding. The people who are for this trade, that they believe that people are unhappy that Beckham Jr. is gone. I think there's a misunderstanding on that, because it's not that we're unhappy that Beckham's gone, or some of us are. Some of the people who are not for the trade are actually happy. But speaking for myself and people who think like me, it wasn't really about him gone. It was about the value. It was a couple of things. It was about, I said, you heard me a million times on this platform, trade him before you pay him. I said that a million times on this platform. But if you're going to trade him for Aaron Donald. I said that last offseason. I said it a million times. It was about getting value back. I didn't think the Giants got the picks back. And when I heard a lot of the people who were for the trade, I heard it a lot in their talk, their opinion. So we were at a middle ground as far as agreeing and disagreeing. It's not that I'm afraid, I'm not that he's gone. You know, I'm KGYR. I'm Knicks, Giants, Yankee, Rangers. I'm all about the team first. I'm all about what could we get to the best for our team. I just didn't think the Giants got back enough. And it's all about salvaging their signing. That's all that was about on Tuesday. It was salvaging the signing. They got what they could for him. I just didn't think they got enough back. That's just my opinion. My rant.
No,
not because
I'm with
he's
you.
Gone.
I think there should have been at least one more number one in there. I'm sorry.
That's my point.
My
point.
I don't care, but another
number one.
He's worth two number one draft choices.
Absolutely. Yeah. His mid-20s, that's two. The reason why Antonio Brown wasn't worth a number one because he's 32. Odell Beckham Jr. is in his mid-20s, in his prime of his career. Two number ones, please. Can we get that, please? Then we'd be like, cool trade. Other points, Golden Tate was signed today, $23.5 million guaranteed. But I don't know what this means for the stakeholders. They want to add that to the dialogue. Gettleman had a press conference on Wednesday talking about we have a plan. We'll add that to the dialogue. Eli Manning probably is coming back, so that means a $5 million roster bonus. Man, that guy is just getting paid for killing those Patriots for those two times. He is compensated. I'm on a record. Here's my prediction. Here's my prediction, Chris. And the stakeholders are going to hear it on this episode. I guarantee or believe that Gettleman will sign Matt Khalil, who's been released from the Panthers. I think Gettleman wants to salvage that and create some competition at right tackle. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
So he kind of bombed on that pick when he was a Panthers general manager. And you know how these general managers, regardless of the sport, I'm sticking with my guy through thick and thin. I can make this happen. I think that's where it's going to be. Create competition. A player-friendly contract creates competition at right tackle. Matt Khalil. That's my guess. Or even my guesstimate. Let's get to the stakeholders. Anything else you'd like to add? Oh, one more thing. The Knicks episode was funny as hell, too. The Knicks episode this past Wednesday was funny as hell. Got to check that out. It wasn't just about Knicks on the court. It was about the art of throwing people out of your house or out of your arena, i.e. James Dolan. What a fun time we had on that episode.
I noticed. And you know what? Dolan is he approached that all wrong. You don't throw any fans out, man. Unless they were truly unruly and ridiculous, like the couple that was talking to the Westbrook out there.
That was brought up. That's right. That whole episode was those two types of scenarios. We brought that up too. So.
Right.
All that's on Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum podcast.
Right. It is. But that was a good episode, by the way. A big up to the Knicks crew. All right,
cool.
Let's rock and roll. What's happening, man? Let's just dive into it, man. Let's do our thing.
All right.
It's what was it? What we got here?
Bring on Worm.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm a little just
roll
yeah,
call
little,
time.
Yes, roll call, please. Ta-da! What's
Worm.
Up, Worm?
Oh, hey, what's up? I'm sorry. My phone
what's
cut out.
What's going on, dude?
Me too.
No doubt.
Just chilling, you know, taking everything, you know, stride by stride, seeing where they're going. All
right. Oh, man, I look forward to your opinion, because I don't think we heard, because you was, you know, away from Tuesday night.
No, he wasn't.
Man.
Yeah.
We'll get it tonight. We'll get all your opinions.
Yeah, you'll get you'll get it tonight. I was out celebrating Taco Tuesday.
Nice.
I was too drunk to call in.
Oh man, that was the best time to call in. That would have been the best time to call in.
So was everybody else. Yeah, man. All right. So Worm, man. I'll be right back, man. Who else is on the line, Steve?
Let's get the. I believe this is Billy Bob. Shout out to Billy Bob, man. What's up, homie?
Are we
doing, man?
Hey,
yeah, dog.
Yeah.
We are in our feelings.
Our feelings, boy. I told you this offseason was going to be an optimist.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, that was exciting. But with Billy Bob, you're the greatest, man. You're the greatest,
oh,
man. Billy Bob, you are in your feelings, sir.
Yes. I am in my feelings this evening.
Oh, what? Yes.
Oh, shit. Wow. That was
Billy
a great
Bob,
soundbite. That was probably soundbite of the year. That was up there, man. That was... Yo, man, that's
well, we're gonna build our, yeah, we're going to build our feelings for the rest of this offseason. I can see it already.
All right. Billy Bob, stay right there. We're going to come back to you, man.
All right.
Billy Bob, stay right there. We're going to come right back to you.
We'll be back, Billy Bob. Billy Bob is bad. I don't care.
I believe this is Carl. Let's get to Carl. Carl, what's going on, man? Roll call time. Just turn roll call. Say hello to the people.
What's up, Shat Down? Carl?
No.
Okay, maybe not.
Well, what?
Are you on mute? Okay.
All right. Let's put him back.
Get back to him.
Cool.
Is this,
all right.
What is my, oh, this is my Kristen.
Is Kristen?
Kristen in town?
I'm burning. Hashtag in my feelings episode.
Woo!
That's straight back all the way around.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that's one of those
man.
Things.
Oh, man. Okay. So,
Chris, before we lead off with yourself and Worm and everybody, I'm going to go right on the record. Running backs, give them an A. Give them an A-plus for this past season as a collective unit.
Oh,
even if
No. Can I join you, please? I'm going to A-plus, and I'm going to tell you why. Because
right.
of the so-called skeptics preseason, well, they should have got a quarterback. This guy's going to take another year to settle in. You know, it's just not right. I don't know if Shermer's going to use all that nonsense from last summer. And that kid was an MVP candidate as recently as that was that maybe that week 9 when we were already like I don't know what we were by then 2-7 or whatever we were. He was still in it. And defense was still trying to figure out what to do about this Barkley Wonderkind. So yes, that's a big A to me. I'm not going to give it the plus because you have to. Well, I don't know with the blocking that he did get from the Ellisons and the Gallmans of the world. I'll just give him a strong A right now. But that was outstanding for that kind of club, that kind of situation. He came in without a complaint. And golly, man, he had 1,300 yards. Could have been more. He had 91 catches,
mm-hmm.
okay, and 4
mm-hmm.
touchdowns. And
mm-hmm.
he led the league in yards from scrimmage, which is very important. A lot of people don't do that, especially rookies. In fact, 2 other rookies did it. One's in the Hall of Fame. That's Eric Dickerson. The other one was Edgerrin James, I think. Don't quote me. Correct me if I'm wrong. But that was the highest single total by a Giants player since the merger. And that's 50 years ago. I think that means something. He has, I mean, it's about Barkley, man. I mean, look at the kid. What did he do wrong? Complete 3-down cat, vision,
right.
instinct, balance,
right,
vision,
right.
miss,
mm-hmm.
leap over cat. See, he looked, against Dallas, if he had just not fallen, you would have seen that for the rest of your life as a logo. He's big enough to run through, athletic enough to leap over, like I said. He's awesome, team leader, good work ethic. I can't say enough about that dude, man. Saquon Barkley is now the face of the New York Giants, by the way. That's all I want to say, Steve.
There's nothing really else I'm going to add on Barkley because I know the stakeholders are going to say what they say. I mean, I said it all off season. He's going to be the best running back. I said it even before the season. He was the best running back in the league before he got on the
He was.
I said that. I said that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is what it is with him. I thought Wayne Gallman, and as far as coming, you know, a backup role was pretty high. You know, the yards per average is
okay.
There where it
was. Okay.
I mean, he did okay. I mean, that's what he is. He's going to be a second running back in this league. Even if
he's
you add in, he is, because he kind of holds the ball up high and kind of loses.
Yeah.
That's another
yeah.
thing about Barkley. Did not fumble it once. That's another thing about Barkley.
Yeah, no.
Not once. And, you know, Penny, it is what it is. Jonathan Stewart was a bad signing because it was a Gettleman guy. It is what it is. That grade would be an F, but Barkley's like A++. So all that rounds up to me, the running backs as a unit, because of Barkley, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Chris, we'll bring on other stakeholders. This roll call time, and then we're going to lead off with Worm. Dave, Big Blue Denver Crew, out there in Denver, Colorado, man. Dave, Big Blue Denver Crew, man. Say hello to the people. We will get to you. Just
what's
say
up,
hello
Dave?
To the people.
Hey, what up, fam?
What up?
I'm good, man.
What's up, Keith?
All right.
No,
stay right there. Yo, Dave, stay right there. We're going to get to you. We're going to sign off on the running backs. And I think this is Isaac. I'm not 100% sure. Is this you, Isaac?
This is Isaac. How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
What's up, Keith?
Good, bro. All right.
Feeling
right
golden
there.
Now.
Oh, I feel that. Oh, yeah, that's on the table as well. Golden Tate, how you guys feel about that? Isaac, stay right there. Warren, let's lead off with you. We'll put you on the clock. And feel free to fire away on the running backs, the signings, Gettleman's press conference, all that good stuff. And then Billy Bob will be in his feelings right after you.
I guess we'll start off with Odell. Looking at it, there's a couple things that come to mind. One is they either thought or they knew he was going to opt out after 2020. They want to make this Barkley's team 3. Something must have happened behind closed doors.
Yes.
As far as the trade goes, with the type of contract he had and the amount of money that was linked into it and the guaranteed money, I think they got the best offer they were going to get. If Odell was on his rookie contract, they would have gotten more because there was less money and less of a cap hit that the Browns would have been dealing with. And I think they would have gotten 2 first-round picks in return plus a player.
Okay.
Where they're at with this trade, I think they weren't going to get a Herschel Walker type, return because the money that was locked into this contract was just too high.
Mm-hmm.
If the money wasn't as high as it was, I think they would have gotten more back in return. I think this was the best that they were going to do with what they had. I know a lot of people are destroying, Dave Gettleman on this, but at the end of the day, ownership has to sign off on this because you just don't trade a generational player like Odell, or an Antonio Brown or something like that without getting ownership to sign off on it, especially after you give them the type of contract you just gave them and you're only 1 year into that contract. Now you're, coming into year 2. So it's not just Gettleman that decided to go ahead and do this. It was ownership had to have signed off on it. At some point, they had to have been, okay, good. Go ahead, go do it. Now, Dave Gettleman is an Ernie Accorsi disciple. And Gettleman has been in this league a very long time, has a very prestigious resume, and has worked with best minds in football. And what Gettleman is the way I see it, what he's looking to do is to bring in Parcells types of players. The blue-collar, hard hat, bring your lunchbox to the table. He's not looking for, the flashy players, that are making, spectacular one-hand grabs. He's looking, for the ordinary, everyday players that are going to come to work and do what they have to do, like a Joe Jarovicius, a Phil McConkey, Stephen Baker, an Amani Toomer, Chris Callaway, players like that. That's the system that Gettleman has always been around, and that's what he's trying to bring back. He's trying to make the Giants again, which is the run-first mentality and play defense. You know, that's what I see him trying to go back to.
Okay, good.
And as far as Golden Tate, he's a great possession receiver. He's not a number one, but he's a great possession receiver. He's good in the slot. I think they overpaid a little bit for him, but it is what it is. I haven't seen, you know, the breakdown on how the numbers are in that contract yet, because I'm not sure if it was released yet. If it has, I just missed it. And as far as the running backs go, what much more can you say about Barkley? You know, Barkley's an animal.
What's the grade?
I'll give him an A.
All right. What about as a unit, as an overall unit?
I give it about a B plus, A minus.
Okay.
I think Goldman's coming along, but I always look at, you know, there's always room for improvement. And there is a running back that I'm looking at for day three of the draft for the Giants to take a look at. But I'll save that for April 11th.
All right. Stakeholder draft, April 11th. That's what he's referring to. Thank you very much, Worm. Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. Yeah. And Worm. Tate's going to get 23 fully guaranteed, man. He's got a 4-year, $37.5 million contract, $23 million fully guaranteed. Just thought you need to know. Billy Bob.
Hello, y'all can hear me?
I can hear you. Perfect.
Okay. All right, man. I told y'all, man, after the end of the season, I told y'all, when I first heard Gettleman in his press conference, I mean, it sounded so crazy because he started his press conference where it's like he's telling y'all what questions y'all not going to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so what questions do you expect the media to ask you? You don't want them to talk about Eli's contract, none of the free agent. He was just basically coming off like that, and I'm like, so what do you think the media is going to ask you right then and there? So that's when I kind of felt like this was going far left, as far as the offseason. And then, I mean, and I'm looking at Odell Beckham in the trade, I felt like, yes, we should have got a Herschel Walker trade.
I mean,
what we got, I felt like that was not enough for real. That was not enough. Just, I felt like Odell Beckham was worth a two first round. We should have came with way more than a lot for Odell Beckham.
Yep.
I don't know how y'all want to cut it. That's what I was saying, because we needed more than what we got back. Could have got something for Landon Collins, which we didn't. And then this is gonna be a long off season. And I told y'all, and I was looking at Dave. I mean, Gettleman like this year. I told y'all it was like when he first jumped on. It was like anything he did, it didn't really matter. Even if he picked up Saquon Barkley, it didn't matter. If he picked up a quarterback, it didn't matter because the team was built where it was structured, where it was like it could have won now and he could have lost now. So it didn't really even matter. It just seeing all this go down, start from scratch. It hurts to see us start from scratch, but, yeah, I guess this is the way we should have. I mean, this is the way we got to go now, but it's just we all over the board right now. We don't even know where to go from right now. And it's like I don't even think we even started our free agent off right. And we going for a wide receiver. Why are you going for another wide receiver? You should go in and get that in the draft. I mean, go to Tay? Nah. That's not even what. Hold it, hey. Yeah, I see what we went and got, bro. This is like, oh my god, this is like a hair scratcher, and it's like, I'm not even feeling Haskin like this, and everybody like they should grab him. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, he's just a little upgraded to Eli, to me, but. I thought we were probably going to turn ahead and get Kyler Murray, but that's far-fetched. So I guess look at the quarterback from Missouri. Locke.
Well, it is what it is, man. I mean, I kind of feel you, though. We let's just keep the dialogue going. Thanks, Billy Bob. 929-477-4171. We're talking running backs right now, and we're giving grades. Oh, that's right, Billy Bob. What's your grade, man?
A grade? I got to give us an A. Yeah, I give us an A.
The whole overall unit?
Overall unit, yeah, it's an A.
Perfect.
I mean, right. I mean, yeah, A.
Okay, got it. Got it. All right. Kristen, my dear, you're on the clock. Running back.
I
feeling, in your feelings. What's going on?
I don't even know where to begin. We've got so many holes that we have to fill. I don't even know where he's going to start. And the man only has 3 days to do it. So I don't even know what he's going to do. But anyway, as far as Eli is concerned, I just wish that the coaches could at least talk to him, sign him for a year contract, free up the $17 million in cap, and we could have had some more money to play with. If they're talking about the man only having a year left, why not talk to him? He's the most easygoing guy in the world. He would have. What do you think he was going to say? No.
That makes sense.
Just logically speaking, as far as OBJ, he played 5 seasons. He played 1 full season out of 5 seasons.
That's true.
Let that marinate for a minute.
Yeah, it did. I thought he wasn't going to get on the field his first season. Because he missed the first
nobody
four
really did. But the whole thing is, what's really going on? Fine, you want to go to the Browns? I'm over it now. I'm over it. So now we got to build around Barkley.
Okay.
And that's really sad because that's the only one we got right now. Who's speaking of Penny and Gallman? And I mean, really? Everything's relying on Barkley right now. And what are we going to do, run this kid into the ground for the next 2 seasons? We need help in every area, O-line, safety, defense, quarterback. Like, we are officially in a rebuild mode. Now we are in official rebuild.
Right.
And it's a mess. It's just a mess. I don't even understand it. Gettleman's made 5 trades in 12 months. It's just mindless. Mindless. I don't know what they're drinking over there. I don't know why Mara's so co-signing. I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's mind-boggling to me. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't understand. We have to package players. What do we have to do? What do we have to do? We don't even have the money to play with right now. That's all I got to say for now, guys.
I have a question. What about the trade? You felt you was cool with the trade, or you felt you didn't get enough back from the trade? What was your thoughts on that?
I don't think we got enough back.
Okay,
guys, I get it.
No, that's
no,
not
no,
us,
no,
man.
No, I don't know what happened there. That was,
oh, I
that
thought
was
you were putting me up.
That
oh,
was
no, 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 we was trolling. We weren't trolling.
Okay.
Oh, grade. What's the grade?
Barkley an A+.
All right.
Okay.
Unit?
As a whole?
Yeah.
Unit, B+.
B+. Cool.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Fair enough. All right. Who's up, Steve?
Let's go to Dave, man. Let's get Dave's thoughts. Dave, talking running backs, giving
Big
out grades for the running
Denver
backs.
Big Blue Crew.
Yes. Big Blue Denver Crew, man.
Is it, what up? For running backs, you know, Saquon is an A+, and the rest of the unit as a whole is B+.
Okay.
So your overall is?
What happened?
No, he said it. He just said it.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, the overall
yeah.
is
the,
oh, I thought you said the backup crew was just the – okay, all right. Fair enough.
The overall is a B+. I'm good with it.
Okay, sorry.
With the Odell thing, I mean, I think we got what we could get out of Odell. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's behind the scenes. I'm not in the locker room or whatever, but you know, I mean, I think we got good, man. If you really think about it, we really got two first rounds and a third round because Jabril Pepper was a first rounder. So that's a steal. You know what I'm saying? I think homeboy gonna be good. I that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, you know, look what the Raiders got for Antonio Brown, a third and a fifth round. They stole that shit from the Steelers. You know what I'm saying? So right. for us to get a two first rounders and a third round pick, I'm good with that, man. I love the guy. I know we all Giant fans. We love OBJ and everything. But like I said, like I was telling my wife, I mean, think about it. The last Hall of Famer to win a Super Bowl, man, we got to take that all the way back to Michael Irvin. And that was years ago. We're talking about the Cowboys. Yeah. If you really think about it, what was the last time a Hall of Fame wide receiver won a Super Bowl for their team? And then before Michael Irvin, it goes down all the way down to Jerry Rice. So it's like, this is not, you know, we don't need a receiver to win the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? We need a team. And like you guys been saying, we got a lot of holes to fill. Well, I think Gettleman smart enough to fill those holes for us. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's a GM. I'm not. I'm just a fan. You know, I'm going to get mad. I'm not going to be happy with some shit they do. But at the end of the day, that's what he gets paid for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got, man.
I have a question. Do you have a little bit more time? You said Peppers was really a first round. Do you think him playing in James Betcher's defense is going to be the exact same as how he was utilizing Greg Williams' defense in Cleveland? You think that's going to translate over into Betcher's defense, the way Peppers played at the end of last season?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I know we all panicking and thinking that the Giants are rebuilding. I mean, we're rebuilding, but at the same time, it's not like we have a sorry-ass squad. You know what I'm saying? There's other teams that are worse than us right now. And one more thing. If you think about it, we do take a hit with Odell, $16 million this year. But next year, we're going to have an open enough money to make a big cut. And a medium
what
size.
Is wrong with that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Technical difficulties, Dave. Technical difficulties, man.
Yeah, I'm in my feelings right now.
We didn't
now,
do
bro.
That.
All right, cool. Sorry about that, Dave, man. We haven't technical
difficulties. Yeah, sorry, Dave. I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on.
You good. Nah, you good. You good.
Shout out to Dave, man.
Nah.
Dave from the
Shout
Big Blue
Dave.
Denver crew.
Good call. Who's up, Steve?
Nice. Let's go to
Isaac,
man.
Isaac on the clock.
Right.
What's up,
going
man?
On, gentlemen? Giants running back. I mean, the guy who has to start up is Kareem Moore. You know, he has to step up his game. And not Kareem Martin, Robert Martin.
Yeah.
Yep, he has to step up and take some of that pressure off. But, you know, you look at the draft this year, you got Bryce Love, who would be a game changer. And him and Barkley, but I know the Giants have sent scouts down for Miles Sanders, the Penn State kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they go that route again at running back. I mean, we got an A-plus out of that last time. I mean, why not go back to that well? And the kid is very versatile, and he's a power back. And, you know, Golden Tate, people sleeping on him. I mean, he's led the league in the last 4 or 5 years in yak, and, you know, that's something we definitely have missed. And the other thing we've missed is real leadership on that offensive side that he definitely brings. And also the Odell thing, I don't know. I mean, a great player, but, you know, if he's really that big of an issue for management and everything that has transpired from the Miami trip to the stuff on the barbershop, and if it's really true that him and Manning didn't get along, I mean, yeah, he had to go. I mean, but I'm gonna be drinking a lot of Kool-Aid right now. The years the Giants aren't expected to do anything, what do? We go to the Super Bowl. We make runs in the playoffs. I mean, 2001, nobody expected us to do anything that year. You know, 97, when we had a crap-ass team and we had some crap-ass quarterback who was Graham or whoever we had a quarterback. We made a run in the playoffs. Yep, we made a run. And if it wasn't for Tito Wooten and Felipe Sparks messing around in the end zone, we're playing Green Bay in the playoffs there. So who knows? I mean, a good draft, and maybe Eli Manning drinks the fountain of youth and gives us a good year. Who knows? You know, we played well without OBJ down the stretch. So let's see where we go. I mean, the draft is among us. Let's see if Rosen comes here. I mean, they didn't send anybody to Kyle Murray's pro day, Arizona. Is that a decoy? Who knows? And I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback. I think it's going to be an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman or a defense end. So let's love our team and stop killing each other and death threats and calling each other idiots or whatever for our opinions. I mean, we're Giants.
Right, right. But to add on, that was actually my question on the next go-around. He kind of alluded to it. So you would want to trade for Rosen and draft the DN? Is that what your plan is on how you would do it?
Well, thing is, if Rosen doesn't work out this year and we don't have a great year, we got to draft our quarterback next year. But you know what? What are we doing? If Eli gives us a good year, we never see Rosen, they see him in practice, they get a feel. Yeah, we draft one next year.
Yeah. Man, I'm in my feelings right now, bro.
All right, cool. Shout out to Isaac, man.
All right, guys,
thank
it was great
much.
Talking to you. All right, take care, guys.
Shout out to Isaac, man.
Yeah.
I'm having problems here. I don't know what the hell is going on with my stuff here. Okay, now I'm back. All right. I don't know what's going on with this horn or anything, Steve.
I don't know. Moving on. Let's go to Frank, man.
Frank is on the line. Frank, what's up, man?
What's
up, guys?
Hey,
bro. We're rating the running backs tonight. Rating the running backs tonight, or our backfield, or our running back, or however you want to put it. So
hey, you're not talking about the big stink.
With that's coming up. I knew it would. So yeah, you just,
man,
you
I'm so happy. You have no clue, bro.
Tell me why.
I'm like a pig because I'm glad that bum's gone.
Why is he
I
gone?
I am glad he's
why.
Gone. That's all you say.
No, that's
why?
Not all you can say. We want to hear it. Because
he's overpaid. He's not worth it to me. He had one decent, rookie year, getting hurt all 3 years and pay him $95 million. No, Giants were smart. Get rid of him because he didn't want to play for us. He didn't want to. And get what we got to get. That's my opinion. He's the only football jersey from one of the main players, like Barclays and Cruz and all them. He's the only person, Chris, you know me with my jerseys and my helmets, that I didn't buy one on because I'm like, this dude's not going to stay with this team. And I wouldn't spend the money on it. And I'm so happy in so many ways.
So where do we go from here?
I mean, no.
We're back up. Go to the running backs, man. Give us the evaluation of the running backs. Our running back situation, however you want to call it.
Talking about my boy from Penn State, that's pretty much it. I'd like to see Benny Snell in the background with him. What do you think of that, Steve?
Not bad.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they got to get something for him. They can't put it all on this kid's shoulders because he's going to get tired of it too and want to get out. Or he's going to get hurt. So they need to help him out somehow.
Okay.
But that's it. That's it for me. You know, I'm quick and
what
easy.
What kind of grade? You got to give a grade, man.
A grade on the running backs?
Mm-hmm.
I would say a B-.
Fair enough. Thanks, Frank. You know, I got to tell you, Steve, there was no thought of getting rid of OBJ in any kind of way, shape, or fashion before Monday. All I know is, and I don't know exactly how it worked out, but I do know businessmen, and I do know the negotiative process. And one thing I did that had to have happened was once Antonio Brown got his money, and that big-ass signing bonus with that agent that he has, okay, all of a sudden the next day our guy is gone. And I don't know if that's a coincidence. One day we'll know the truth, but it just doesn't work that way where it just arbitrarily one superstar all-pro wide receiver gets traded to gets really dumped out of his situation. And then, you know, the next day, and I'm pretty sure somebody from camp, Beckham's camp called up the Giants and voiced an opinion. And the next day he was gone. I don't know what happened, but I do know it works that way. And we're going to find out here soon enough because the truth will come out. That's all that's just crazy how it can't be a coincidence. It can't be. But it did. But it is what it is. But that's where we're at right now. And when I look up, I see 12 draft picks for 2019 Nashville. And I know he's not going to – he, meaning Dave Gettleman, is not going to sit on them. What do you see, Steve?
Hey,
everybody, 929-477-4171, Bleed Blue Roundtable, running backs episode. Check us out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all social media.
My quick opinion, I don't know – I put it like this. Gettleman is saying one thing to another, so it's one of those classics. Don't believe what they say, follow what they do. And I agree with Worm. He's going back to old school, Ernie Accorsi, get hog mollies, run through the running back, play defense type of football. I don't know if that's still outdated in today's NFL, but at the end of the day, I know in football, if you have a solid offensive line and you can hit them, you can move the trenches, move the line, push the pile, you still can win in this league. And I think that's the formula they're going back with this. And I think, like I said earlier, they should have traded him before they signed him. They signed him, and they regret it, so they got what they could get from him. It is what it is. I want to fly through this because I want to hear from the stakeholders. Because let's do extended final thoughts. Let's give everybody 3 minutes. Warren, we'll start off with you.
Okay.
But my question is your confidence in Gettleman. So if you could imply that answer in your final thoughts for your 3 minutes. We'll go right down the line, get everybody's thoughts. They can go wherever they want, the topic, but your confidence level, and let's start off with Warren, get final thoughts.
Okay.
Warren, what's your thoughts? 3 minutes. We'll go with 3 minutes. Make sure everybody gets it.
Looking at Gettleman's pedigree and where he's come from, who he's worked with, the teams that he's worked with, the success he's had, you know, in championship games and in Super Bowls, and the front office execs that he's been with, I have full 100% faith in the guy. You know, I can understand where the fan base is because we haven't been the Giants in, 7 years? 8 years? We haven't been the Giants. And that the Giants were always a run-heavy, play-defense, blue-collar team. This is what Gettleman's going to get us back to. It's not going to be done overnight. It's not going to be done this year. At some point within the next 2 to 3 years, we will be back at where we're supposed to be, playing smash mouth ball. You look at New England, use them as an example.
Mm-hmm.
They take average players and they win championships. They keep certain stars there, but when it's time for a big payday with some of these players, off they go, and here comes a whole new crop of players and they win another championship. That's you know, from the Bill Parcells tree.
Right.
You know, that's where Belichick learned that from. Accorsi was a good example of a great GM that we had, but we just weren't able to get over that hump with him as a general manager. He set us up for success. Gettleman, the success he had in Buffalo, you know, the success he had in Denver, he's going to bring that here, but everybody just needs to be a little patient and let him work. He's got to bring in the talent that we need that's going to, one, fit our system, and, two, set us up for years to come. He was one of the ones that was behind the 07 and the 11 team. Let him work. Just give him a moment to put things together. We have a bunch of cap room next year. You know, and a lot of people, they want to, you know, splash in free agency. You know, grab this player, grab that player. That's why we're in the condition that we're in right now. because they tried to build through free agency and they paid through the nose for some of these players. This is why our cap is the way it is.
Right.
That's why. You got to build through the draft. Use the draft to put your core players together, and you use free agency to add your veteran leadership and add a couple stars here and there. But the majority of your team should be coming through the draft, not overpaying for players because they had, you know, 1,600 receiving yards and you know, 10 touchdowns in a contract year. Of course they're going to do that in a contract year because they want their next payday the next season.
Right.
So
right.
Give it a chance. Give it a chance to work. And
yeah, man, I'm in my film right now, bro.
Excellent commentary, Worm, man. Can't wait to see you again, bro.
Thanks,
I need my waffles and cognac.
Shout out to Worm, man.
You got it.
The greatest thing,
Worm.
One of the great fans in the base, man. That's being real, man. That's one of the great fans, if not the great in the base. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to Worm.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Worm.
All right.
Billy Bob.
Your final thoughts and your confidence level in Gettleman and everything else.
Oh boy.
I mean, my confidence level. I mean, on the one to ten, my confidence level probably is probably a five because you just don't know where it's going at right now. But, I mean, I would love to see, I would love to see him just go for depth in the draft, really. Like, such as picking up a running back that I like, back up. I mean, I know we were talking about running backs this year, but, I mean, like I said, I like Gilman. But I think we can get a better upgrade to Gilman, the backup. Like, I like the running back from Stanford. Or you can even with the picks you got, I think you should waste this pick on that running back from Alabama, which is Jacobs. You can waste one of them picks on him as a backup running back since you're rebuilding. Have two running backs. If you're trying to say that's going to be your staple for next year's offense is running the ball, so you might as well go young at the running back position. From what I'm looking at, but I'm just here to sit back. I mean, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the offseason and see where it takes us. I mean, like I said, my level is a five on Gettleman right now. That's all I got for y'all boys, man.
All right, Chief.
Charge Billy Bob, man.
Billy Bob is in his feelings, so he's cool. He's cool. Where's the Princess Christian? Final thoughts, my lady.
Gettleman, everybody knows he scares the hell out of me. I'm sorry. That man scares me. I don't know.
Can I ask you a question? How do you feel about a diehard Red Sox fan running the Giants? How do you feel about that?
You already know I despise this dude from the jump before there was even talks of coming here. So that already is bad enough. But the thing is, he scares me. Look what he did to Carolina. It was a nightmare. If he doesn't draft smart, this thing is going to linger 2 and 3 drafts. I'm telling you, in the future. It's going to take a long time to get this team back if he doesn't draft smart. That's all I got to say. And I think he's a terrible business guy, a bad business ethic as far as him and his players are concerned. Honestly.
Wow.
I just don't like it. I don't like the man. I'm not happy with him. He's scary as hell, and I'm going to rate him a D+. I give him a plus. How's that?
That helps. Wow.
Are we grading on the curve? Give him the plus.
No, we're not. That was fire right there. that was fire. I'm scared of you. I'm scared of you, Kristen.
I'm scared of what he's doing to us. I love the Giants. I am a fan through and through. And if I don't like something, I'm definitely going to voice my opinion on it. That doesn't change my love for my boys at all. That's never going to change my love for them. But I'm telling you now, if this guy doesn't draft smart, we're in a world of shit. And probably
that
for the next
is a fact.
2 to 3 drafts, honestly.
Okay. You're right.
That's how I feel.
All right. You got it. You done?
Shout out to Christian.
That's it?
Yeah, you don't have to sound the horn.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Kristen. Wow. Okay. That was okay. Frank, final thoughts, sir. Frank's not there. Okay. Oh boy, look who's here.
Hey,
Blue Arizona.
God damn it! I thought we should start the show at 9 o'clock.
Well, you already messed up the time zone, man.
Give him his 4 minutes. Give him his 4 minutes. We're talking about.
Right, you got 4 minutes.
Great.
You got 4 minutes. Do your thing.
I appreciate that. So listen.
Okay. Rate the running backs. Rate the running backs first, man. Rate the running backs and then go on to your spiel.
C for everybody else. Barkley gets an A. Barkley did a great job. I'm ready to move on to the other topic. Real quick. I don't care. I've said this on other formats before. I don't care how much money the New York Giants have. The players talk. The players' wives talk. They go on vacation. The side chicks talk. They all talk about what an asshole David Gettleman is, what a cancer is. Why would you want to go play for the New York Giants? I don't care how much you're looking forward to taking care of your family. You don't want to come to New York in this type of hostile environment. I don't care if you make $10 an hour. What?
Okay, continue.
No, I don't care if you make $10 an hour, $50 an hour, or $500,000 a year. You don't want to work in a stressful, hostile environment where your general manager is going to demasculinize you for whatever day he feels it is. He's gotten rid of everybody that could challenge him. Now he's the head tyrant in charge. I don't like that. There's no balance. It's all about him, and his Red Sox. I'm not cool with that. If he doesn't like you, he'll ace you on out. The other thing, and this is just like my last little thing I wanted to say, we're never going to see change with the New York Giants until the offspring of the Maras and the Tishes take over, just like with the Cardinals. Bill Bidwell was stuck in his ways. He didn't want to spend money. He wanted to do it the old-fashioned, conservative way until his son, Michael, took over the operation, and it blossomed. They embraced the future. They embraced change. They got a new stadium. Nothing is going to change. It's going to be the status quo with the New York Football Giants until the second coming of Maras takes over that helm.
Wow. That's it? That's all you got? After you blew up every goddamn every thread in the United States? Really? Okay.
That's all I really want. I mean, you guys have any questions for me? I mean, you always come back with
questions.
I have no more.
I'm a little surprised that you ended that quickly.
I definitely do. What about the Gettleman press conference, Golden Tate signing? What about your thoughts on that? Gettleman's press conference on Wednesday and the signing of Golden Tate. Yay or nay? Eli Manning's $5 million bonus signing. What's your thought about that?
Basically, it's David Gettleman is the same thing as Donald Trump. You really can't take him for what his word is anymore. So whenever he talks, you don't know if he's full of shit or telling you the truth. I don't know if that's his general makeup, but I don't believe a word that he says. Everything is a contradiction, or if he's just trying to play with us. I really do hope he did say on record he was going to bring in competition for Eli. Let's put your money where your mouth is. It's either put up or shut up. Golden was a good signing. He did really well 2 years ago in Betcher's scheme, but got hurt. He's a year older. I didn't realize he was that old. He's 28. But we'll just see what happens. He's on a one-year deal. He could possibly be cut after the draft.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Wow. Okay, lit.
Shouts to Jason, man. Definition of lit. Giants fans of Arizona,
right,
man.
Before I say anything, yeah. No,
can
man.
I just say one thing? Can I just interject
sure you
real
could.
Quick? What is his grade? What's Lit's grade on Gettleman? I'm just curious.
Oh, great question. Question of the night.
I think you need to go around the house with that one.
Is he still on?
Yeah. You're going to laugh. I'm going to give him an F because he's a fake ass.
Eli has many years left.
I knew it was coming.
Okay. Let's go around the world. Hey, Worm, what do you think? Worm, what kind of Gettleman grade are you going to give him?
Give him a C-plus for now.
All okay, right. Worm's got a C-plus. Billy Bob, what you got?
I got him at a D.
Got him at a D. Oh boy, I don't even know how to ask. Okay, Christian.
D plus.
Okay, Frank still there? Nope. And lit. Damn, man. F. You know what? I have in so far. If I'm grading them so far, I'm gonna give him a C minus.
I agree.
But I'm not. It's still inconclusive. Right now he's at midterms. Okay, I can't give him a final grade yet.
C minus for me.
Because
I give him C minus.
Because the
oh he
the
failed
is,
midterms.
Well, let me tell you. This is what I'm looking at.
This
I'm looking at the fact
exam.
We have a whole lot of draft choices.
Spring break. We get
and,
into
and he's not going to sit there with three number fives. He's not going to do that.
Yeah,
no,
I'm a, let me put a caveat on that. Let me update the grade after the draft. This year's draft.
Okay.
I want to see what he does
okay,
in the
cool.
draft. And I'll go from there from with my grade. But anything else, Chris, what we could add on this
no,
episode?
No, that's just
up.
About it, man. I just don't think he's finished yet. And I think he's going to get us some real quality. I think we can get four quality big-time starters. Not just guys that just start, but long-term impactful starters out of this draft. I'm going to say four because I'm putting it on the curve there. One is going to be the blast off, and the other three will be pretty decent. I'm pretty sure. He did one thing that we have on this team right now is not that many egos, and sort of a fresh new start for several players that otherwise wouldn't have gotten this chance at their old teams. So I think we've got something going on here. I'm not going to really throw the. I think this is the beginning instead of the end. Did it shock me that OBJ was gone? Hell yeah, it did. But I'm over it now, and I'm just looking forward to the front, man. And let me tell you, Steve, man, this has been a great show, man. Billy Bob, Christian, Carl, Frank, Lit, Isaac. Hey, you know what? We know our shit over here, man. and you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you need to do this more often with us. Bleed Blue Roundtable, Running Backs episode. Let me see. Who do we ask here? What's the topic next week, Steve?
Billy
who
Bob.
Do we give it to?
Let's go to Billy Bob. Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Next week. Titans
What's
or
the
safeties?
Next week's topic or position. Yeah.
Titans or safeties? Which one you want to do next week?
We have to do, oh, shoot. Let's do the safeties, man. But I really want to do tight end, but we can do safeties. Yeah, safeties.
Well, okay. By default, the tight ends will be the week after that. So safeties next week, 2 weeks from now,
okay.
Tight ends. All right, cool.
Okay. Now, let me just remind everybody before Azul closes it down. Remember to download the Bleed Blue Show on iTunes, Podcast Republic. Tune in the Stitcher apps or go to bleedblueshow.com/podcasts for the recent episodes of all the teams, the New York Yankees, which is really, really those shows are really coming together. You'll be really, really entertained if you tune in on Monday night for those. Ranger Proud on Tuesday nights. The New York, the NBA podcast on Wednesday nights. And, of course, this is the Bleed Blue Show right here with the Giants podcast every Thursday so far. We got a great show coming up that's going to be – Steve and I will be hashing off the Sunday with the March Madness. So that's going to
yes.
be something you guys are going to have to download pretty soon, too.
Annual Dr. Brackett show. Absolutely.
Annual Dr. Brackett, exactly. And
right.
Stakeholders Draft is coming up on April 11th. So
right.
you guys are going to definitely chime in for that. Steve Azul, take it home, man.
All right, man. For Worm, Billy Bob, Kristen, Dave, Big Blue Denver Crew, Isaac, Frank, Definition of Lit. We'll be back next week for the safeties. Week after that, tight ends. Week after that, the coaching. Week after that, stakeholder draft. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
Big Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.